This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour now on the Good Day program. It's our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the official list that's been sent to us, and you can have access to it as well. Talkers Magazine charts up all of the items, the stories, the people every week. We discuss it here in the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of what popular talk hosts and our folks on the Good Day program are saying about these issues. But also we're joined by Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles, longtime member of the Doug Steffen Fan Club.
Always. I was the founding member, I think.
Yes, you were, as a matter of fact. That's very true. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The story list includes the passing of Representative Jackie Walorski. So, Jennifer, you're always up on these things. What did she bring to the table? Why? I mean, she was in a car with four or five other people. They died in a head-on car crash in Indiana. But what is there about her that was unique or different? Did she? I had not ever heard of her before, but then there were 435 members of the House, yeah. And I'm sure there are plenty of them I don't know anything about.
Yeah, if you don't live in that area, you may not know her. But from what I hear, and I was listening to the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, talk about her yesterday, and he said that she was always one that was tough as nails, but always willing to work and would work across the aisle, actually. She had a lot of bipartisan stuff that she had behind her, which I don't think we see as much of today. But she was a fighter for the important stuff that mattered, and she had a really great reputation. Her husband, I guess, was a very visible part of her life, would be in Washington, D.C. a lot, and people just respected her, and she would take the tough jobs, the jobs that a lot of people didn't want to take. So I think she will be missed. And then, of course, she had two aides with her in her car. I think one of them worked for Marco Rubio's presidential campaign as well, so the communications director who passed away. So it's sad. It's a reminder that you just never know. You know, we always think
for sure
that all of this time ahead of us, and you know, you just don't know when you leave your house, and you got to be grateful for every day.
That's it. Okay, so she's also number 10 on the people list as well, Representative Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. At number 9 on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the focus on race relations, the Department of Justice has made a significant move this week in the investigation into Breonna Taylor and that whole incident, the killing, the police raid. Remember this from how many years ago is this now?
This is 2020.
Yeah, 2 years. Thinking it's 2 years ago. So the Attorney General has announced charges against four police officers. Charges include unconstitutional use of force, unlawful conspiracy, civil rights offenses, and other things. The detective in the case said to have, quote, willfully used unconstitutionally excessive force when he fired his service weapon into the apartment, into Breonna Taylor's apartment, through a covered window. Another former detective, Joshua Janes, and Detective Kelly Goodlett, charged with submitting a false affidavit to search the apartment and then putting together a false cover story in an attempt to escape responsibility for their roles. So that's the real bugaboo as far as I'm concerned, that part of it, making it up, trying, and then you wonder about how many of these things happen. Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
No, I think we need to know more about the search warrant, how they worked on it, if there were things going on there. I think this is one of those hard ones. You know, it's not as clear-cut as looking at Derek Chauvin, and this one was...
Is that only because there was no video, because it was at night?
Yes, of course, video is a helpful component in all of this, but we do know that Breonna Taylor's boyfriend in the house was shooting at officers, and so it's really hard, and I understand, you know, he says he didn't hear, he didn't...
Why was he? Because he thought somebody was coming into the house, somebody was...
Right.
Yeah,
and so,
the house.
You know, call this... I don't know if it was willfully trying to murder someone but on the police officer's part, because they have someone shooting inside, and it just seems
bad police work. They didn't announce themselves. Nobody knew who they were. They just showed up because they wanted to. They were being quiet.
She was in a different room, too. I think that they finally said she was in the hallway, I think. I know she was in the bedroom. There's still just a lot of information on this one that makes it it makes it tough, you know. And did they say it? Did he not hear it? It's horrible because someone's dead over the mistakes.
Yep, mistakes. We all make mistakes. Own up to them. Fess up to them. And don't try to cover them up. I think that's the problem with that. Number 8 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the continuing focus on COVID and then the new thing with monkeypox and all of that stuff. I have noticed a couple of different things floating around. Jennifer, how have you handled the monkeypox thing on your morning program on KRLA?
Well, I just went out and got them just so I could share.
Good for you.
We haven't really talked about monkeypox. I mean, it's happening in a very small portion of people. I think 4 children across the country have monkeypox. I even think in some of the more high-risk communities, in gay communities, it's not all that prevalent, and that's supposed to be the place where, you know, people are actually now saying it's transmitted sexually, which is not true. It's long-term skin-on-skin contact. So that's what people need to remember.
Well, that's different than what I've heard this week, because I have done, and we've talked about it here a couple of times, Jay, the fact that it is something that basically is transferred among gay or bisexual men
now, yes,
by having fluid contact. Much like AIDS. That's the rap that
I've
seen.
One of the things that they're also saying at the CDC and the WHO and everybody is saying, that relating it to STDs or STIs is misinformation because of the exact way that this isn't a sexually transmitted disease, but it is a disease that certain populations are
more
to be
likely
more
to get.
Yeah, they might get it more easily than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, but as far as
I don't love the emergency state.
I don't either.
Emergency.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, especially if we're gonna look at what's really killing people right now, and there has not been a pandemic, an endemic.
It doesn't kill you. Number one.
I mean, the fentanyl in this country is killing people. People are overdosing on fentanyl, young people, every single day, and more people are dying from that than monkeypox and COVID at this point. So if we're going to start doing these declarations, I just wish they were properly placed. But
well, you come from
control.
You come from Crazyville. California declares everything an emergency. So I think you and what's the other state? There were 2 states.
New York.
It was
New York.
Yeah.
New York, California, and then
one
the individual
state.
Cities. Los Angeles, San Francisco did it as well, and then Biden did it this week for the whole country.
All right, number 7 on the list is the situation with Alex Jones. We'll talk about what the jury has found regarding Mr. Jones after this here on our Talk Radio Review.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
When you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get great savings and round-the-clock protection, which is as beautiful as looking your firstborn child in the eyes for the first time. Well, that's a bit much. Maybe it's more like looking your second-born child in the eyes for like the third or fourth time. Point being, the savings and round-the-clock protection are really, really magical.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G mobile device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
16 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week, with input from Jennifer Horn, doing mornings at KRLA in Los Angeles, has been associated with me in this program for a long time. Jay Kirshner is here as well from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Alex Jones, the host of a radio program called InfoWars. Now, I've been in the radio business for, Jennifer will tell you, as long as there have been radios, Jennifer will tell you that I've been on the air that long.
Drive as a dinosaur to the radio station, park the car, take out the pieces, stretch it real tight.
Thank you. Anyway, so I've met Alex Jones once. That meeting convinced me that there was probably nothing that I wanted to listen to that he had to say on the air. A lot of you like him. I'm sure that there's a place for him, or there used to be, but he now has to pay up $4 million to the parents in Sandy Hook. The jury didn't take very long to figure out. They were in and out fast. It was pretty obvious what went on here. He's declared bankruptcy, so he probably will never pay the money. But at any rate, the decision made this past Thursday was for the plaintiffs Scarlett Lewis and Neil Heslin, who requested $150 million in compensatory damages when the trial started. Now, of course, there'll be appeals and all kinds of stuff, but I don't get it's freedom of speech. Yep, love it. We wouldn't exist without it. But what is there that's attractive about what this guy has had to say? That's what I
think it's salacious, and he plays off of people's distrust of the government, which continues to grow.
I do that.
I proudly can tell you that I have never listened to Alex Jones. He just he doesn't do it for me, but no. I also stand with people I don't agree with to allow free speech. And
yeah.
The thing that makes this interesting, if you take the emotion out of it, because, of course, Sandy Hook is just so, it's heartbreaking. But if you take the emotion out of it, you go, okay, what can someone say about someone else? Because this is about freedom of speech and then when that crosses the line into defamation. And I think that when he was talking about Sandy Hook being fake with actors, is that defamation of the parents who have been out there crying and mourning publicly the loss of their children. Mm-hmm. And that's what the jury was deciding on in this particular case. And it's interesting because it does set precedence. You take away the dramatic thing at the center of it, but it does have implications about what we do in the talk radio business as to what is our freedom of speech and what crosses the line into defamation.
Mm-hmm. Right, and he crossed the line, but we always have questions about freedom of speech. I think there are a lot of people who want to shut down. You hear from folks, and we do with our social media here as well. We'll get to some of your comments, by the way, in a few moments from the social media side of things. But the people who I get, I even had somebody, Jennifer, send me an email to my Eastley Farm account talking about how dare I say this and don't I know that. And, you know, this kind of, it's gone further than just people connecting with me on social media connected to the program. They've now gone into, they're trying to find me. And basically, how dare you? Don't you know this? Don't you know that? Because I said something this woman didn't agree with. And that was it.
You got my email.
Good going, Jennifer. Oh, you're always such a big help. Isn't it wonderful to have Jennifer here? Anyway, so Alex Jones, and he's still on the radio. You can still hear him here, and he was on during the trial. And I thought some of the things that he said that I heard audio cuts from his. I thought it was craziness that he would basically throw. Throw salt in the wound. What do you think is going to happen? Is this reality? You know, there's a rubber hit the road there. 21 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. How does the food bank in San Antonio interface with farmers' markets?
Well, we truly believe that the barriers to nutrition is income, geography, education, and commerce, right?
Yep.
So farmers market have this incredible way of getting local, creating access to healthy food.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Time for us to examine items from the charts with comments from social media focused on those charts or items from the charts. Number one on the people list is Joe Biden. We asked this week whether or not President Biden should run for a second term. Jay, what did you get out of some of our listeners?
Well, social media comments definitely kind of coincide with his current ratings. Not great.
Zero.
Greg Donahoe says, yes, he should. It would be the surest way to get someone else into office. Lem Turnberg says, no, this country can't handle another term with him as president. And Chris Marengo adds, of course he should run. It's his prerogative. And if his party wants him to do it, and they'll vote for him and put him on their ticket. This is still America. It's freedom.
Well, that's an interesting point of view. It doesn't speak to the naivete of how the system works. It wasn't his prerogative. He did want to run, sort of, but he was pushed into it by the Democratic National Committee. They made the choice. They made it happen, and it just gives you more.
It's very powerful compared to the RNC. The RNC always have 20 million candidates, and believe me, you don't think that the RNC wanted Trump to be the candidate. In 2016, they wanted someone like Marco Rubio, but people have more power in the Republican Party than do the Democrats. The Democrats, when they're told to get out, they better get out. And that's kind of what's happening here. And now the party's going, well, maybe we made the wrong decision. And
Hillary for president! Yay!
You know, do they try to get him out before 2024? Do they try to keep him in until 2024? It's just a mess.
And if you want to make more of a mess than you have, what's your face, who's vice president, become the president? You talk about a mess now. Wow.
His approval rating right now is 31% in the polls. So
it's been down to 22 at one point not long ago.
It's not great.
No. Okay. So there's been an issue this week that's come up. It's actually not in the countdown, but it's worth a moment or two of our time. The discussion of parents leashing their children. We saw a story that we talked about, Jennifer, this week of one fellow who had five children. They were all on a leash.
They were quintuplets. So, quintuplets. Five children, 5 years of age. They like to explore, and he just feels like they do have a six-child stroller, but it's so big and bulky, and the kids are five. They want to walk. They want to explore. So he uses a harness leash kind of situation. And a lot of people on social media went for him. M. Dixon says, I used one with mine. He's now 28. It gives them some freedom, yet close at hand to the adult, and this way the kids get to explore without getting snatched up. Kids can get snatched up easily these days. And he was probably shamed by people who don't have kids or people who have had others raise their kids. He's probably a really good dad.
Okay, what else have you got for this department?
Michael Durr says, I disagree with using a leash with kids. It seems like lazy parenting. Why not just pay attention to your children? Why not hold hands? By the way, I have four. I didn't use a leash. So many aspects to parenting. The dad in question might be a terrific dad in other areas, but I must admit, I judged this when I saw it, but to each their own.
Yeah.
I judged this before I had the kid. I have one, and I was like, oh, I get it.
I think five, the same age, let the guy do whatever he needs to do.
There you go.
That's a lot.
All right, 28 past the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a dozen whistleblowers came forward to describe political favoring in the FBI, Director Christopher Wray was demanded to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday.
When I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling.
One of the complaints, the Biden laptop is filled with wrongdoing evidence, yet the FBI has done nothing since taking possession of the laptop in 2019. The Department of Justice filed civil rights charges Thursday against four Louisville police officers over the drug raid that led to the death of Breonna Taylor in 2020. China continues its tantrum. The communists say it's canceling or suspending dialogue with the United States on issues from climate change to military relations to anti-drug efforts, thanks to Nancy Pelosi not bowing to Beijing. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As the recession has taken hold of the American economy, D.C. politicians are still considering the Inflation Reduction Act. Dr. Kevin Roberts, president of the Heritage Foundation, calls this bill deceitful legislation.
Only in Washington could you take something that would be so devastating to the economy, as those economists point out, and call it the Inflation Reduction Act. It would do the exact opposite. So once again, looking at this through the lens of the average American, I would call the forgotten American for this administration, it's going to have devastating consequences. The direct taxation, the indirect taxation, the burden of those costs has to be borne by someone, and it's going to be on the backs of average Americans. Senator Sinema, Senator Manchin, President Biden are all trying to be cute at best with their rhetoric. You know, at worst, and in reality, they're being really disingenuous. This is a terrible, terrible piece of legislation that will have tremendous political consequences.
Dr. Kevin Roberts on Fox News. Carrie Lake defeated Karen Taylor Robson in Arizona's Republican gubernatorial primary, putting the Trump-endorsed candidate into the general election, where she's favored to become the next governor in the Copper State. After a Russian court sentenced WNBA player Brittany Griner to 9 years in prison for a drug smuggling conviction on Thursday, some of the player's supporters are condemning the conviction that Griner pled guilty to. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Scientists doing a survey of a microorganism over in Scotland have found a new DNA strain of fungi. Right? Is that how you say the plural of fungus is fungi?
Fungi.
Fungi. I want to say that. Fungi. I have said that to a couple of people. Hey, fungi. And they don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Did you just call me a mushroom?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 34 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts regarding the issues of the week according to the charts listed both at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn. At number six, the Russian-Ukrainian war. I suppose the biggest thing to come out of this week is what's going on with Brittany Griner, sentenced to 9 years in prison, found guilty of drug possession. You never thought that anything else was going to happen except that she found guilty. Fined $16,000. Prosecutors asking the court to hand her a 9-year sentence. She apologized ahead of the sentencing, and so that didn't seem to make much difference because she was sentenced to 9 years, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what she got?
Yeah, just under the maximum of 10.
Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate. I think a lot of times Americans think that their protections follow them other places, and they don't. So as much as it seems like this is ridiculous, marijuana possession for 9.5 years, it's the rules in Russia. And, of course, they're going to make sure that every rule is followed because they want to use her as a political pawn.
Right.
And now we've got the very real scenario that she, just a basketball star, is going to be traded for someone who's known as like the guy who, like, the death puppet, or whatever they call it.
The most murderous Russian outside of Russia.
Out. I mean, that's not a fair trade for the United States, but yet you also feel like you can't leave this person sitting there, and at the same time, you've got 100 Americans who are still stuck in Afghanistan. So it's a bad scenario, and it's unfortunate for her, it's unfortunate for the country, it's unfortunate all the way around.
All right, also with regard to number six, the war, the Amnesty International folks accusing the Ukraine of war crimes. Huh? Of what relevancy is this after the Russians bombed the hell out of schools, churches, and hospitals?
They were using some of those churches, those schools, outside of regulation for military stuff. They violated international humanitarian law and endangered civilians.
Has the Amnesty International gone after the Russians?
They've been found up multiple, like, numerous.
With regards to the war.
But you know, Russia doesn't care. They're like, we're going to do what we want to do anyway.
You know, and there really are not a lot of good guys in all of this. I mean, you have to remember, Ukraine still has a ton of corruption in it. Yes, we are rooting for them. Yes, Zelensky is a brave leader. And yes, we want to see them stand up to Russia because we're relying on them as a world to do that. But there's still a lot of corruption and stuff that goes on. It cannot be denied that happens in Ukraine still today.
All of this can be true at the same time. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Right. Okay, number five is a focus on the committee hearings January 6th. I noticed that Dick Cheney has called Donald Trump a coward. I don't know how that's maybe connected somewhat to his daughter's being on the committee.
He did a campaign ad for Liz Cheney because she's in real trouble. It looks like she's probably not going to win her primary in, I think it's the 23rd of August that Wyoming goes out and votes. Yeah. And so she's worried. She's getting a lot of money from places like California, not from within her own state, to try to help her with her campaign. So her dad did this campaign ad and said that she's brave and Trump's a coward. And it's funny. Yeah. They just to see Dick Cheney dust it off and standing in front of the camera.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's proud of his daughter. I'm no fan of his, but I do like his daughter for all kinds of reasons. And I hope she wins. Meanwhile, because Trump seems to still be connected to all of the, well, not all of them, but many of the political races, the primary for Arizona governor on the Republican side, somebody who he supported, won the primary. But what has that got to do with anything? What has Trump got to do with the issues that affect people in Arizona or people up in Liz Cheney's district? What's Trump got to do with any of this? Why would you care?
In some places people do, and in some places people don't. Look, like a perfect example is in Georgia, where Trump endorsed the challenger to Brian Kemp, who was running in the primary for re-election, and Kemp won because the people of Georgia say, well, Trump's still really popular here, but we also really think that the governor did a good job, and we're willing to give him a second chance. But I think what this does, and the reason he comes into play, is that the media is still obsessed with Donald Trump.
He's
still the leader of the Republican Party, and so there's a lot of people who want to know whose endorsements are powerful these days. And Trump, for the most part, has probably one of the most powerful endorsements in politics. I would say maybe even more powerful than the guy that I think probably has the most power on the other side of the aisle, and that's Obama. I think an Obama endorsement is similar to a Trump endorsement, but I think Trump's endorsement means something to the voters.
Not to me, but then it didn't ever mean much.
I don't know about endorsements. Like, I vote for who I want to.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Yeah, right,
a celebrity tells me who to vote for, but his endorsement still matters to some.
All right, number four, crime, guns, that sort of thing. Did you see the story about this 80-year-old guy who shot a suspect trying to rob an L.A. convenience store? Jennifer, you must have talked about this on your program.
Yeah, this is in our service area. This guy, I want to be adopted. I mean, this guy is amazing. His name is Craig Cope, 80 years old. He had a store in Riverside County in a place called Norco, and that matters because if it were in L.A. County, he might be in jail himself these days. Mm-hmm. And he said at 2:45 in the morning, he sees an SUV pull up, and he knew that something was wrong because they pulled up sideways right against the door. He saw people jump out with masks on their face, not the COVID kind, but real masks, and they come running into the store. The lead guy with an AR-15 says, "Put your hands up," and he was met by Craig Cope's shotgun. This guy shot him and shot him in the arm. The guy screamed like a little girl. He screams, "He shot my arm off, he shot my arm off," and all of this was caught on surveillance video, which went viral. The four guys go running out the door. They forget one of their people behind. They have to back up, get him in, and then what do you do when you're a dumb criminal who's been shot? Well, you got to go to the hospital. And so he goes to the hospital. His friends stay in the car outside waiting for him, and the police just come by with a big butterfly net and catch them all. They've all been charged. Now, this poor guy had a heart attack, but he's going to be fine. He's recovering. And he warned people. He's like, "You can't just come into my store. I'm going to protect it." Mm-hmm. And he did.
Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. All right, let's see. Maybe part of the story, he was on duty in the store at 2:47 in the morning.
Yeah,
it's an 80-year-old guy. Mm-hmm. He owns the store. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. But imagine the 2:47, the 80-year-old guy's running.
It's like something you would do.
But if somebody came into my studio, I don't have any guns, though.
I'm not talking about shooting them. I'm talking about
at work at 2:45 in the morning.
Oh, 2:47. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
Managing
got that.
Your store at 2:00
Yes, right.
In the
yeah, right. That could be. That. Now, that is not out of the possibility, realm of possibility. You're right. Number three, Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan. Doesn't that sound like a book that a third grader would read? Well, she's kind of acting like a third grader, in my estimation. We'll talk about China's response to the trip right after this.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again. Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
44 after the hour on the overview. I don't have much to say about Nancy Pelosi, frankly, at this point that I haven't said already. Ladies, the big military drills are on. The Chinese are acting like children. Pelosi is acting like a child. So, you know what? I would say, who cares?
I don't fault her for going if that hell freeze over a little bit.
Yeah,
I like to fault her for a lot of things.
Yeah, Yeah. Jennifer Horan, who is the co-host of Beauty Pop, a podcast that she does with Victoria. I was going to say Victoria. Why does Victoria Jones was on my mind? I don't know why. Talk radio person. But under the circumstances, the late great DJV program, Victoria Keelan and Jennifer and Jay and I had a great run. And so Victoria was doing this Beauty Pop thing, and you can check it out. What is it? Beautypop.com? Is that where people go?
Wherever you get your podcast, not quite up yet, so we'll let you
know. All right, we're gonna, okay. What is a part of our conversation today, from your point of view, the passing of Vin Scully? Comments from Jennifer after we listen to this tribute.
Vin, we love you, and this is for you, my friend.
It's time for Dodger.
Welcome to Dodger Stadium. All of us have experienced a litany of emotions, whether it would be shock, disbelief, and horror, followed by grief, mourning, and anger. All of us indeed have lost a lot. We have lost thousands of lives. We have lost some of our self-confidence. We have lost some of our freedom. And certainly, we have lost a way of life. The President of the United States has said it is time to go back to work. And so, despite a heavy heart, baseball gets up out of the dirt, brushes itself off, and will follow his command, hoping in some small way to inspire the nation to do the same. All of the ballplayers in the major leagues are wearing the American flag. Out of patriotism, yes. Out of love of country, yes. But more so out of duty and of courage, and to pronounce a national firmness of will. You know, friends, so many people have wished me congratulations on a 67-year career in baseball, and they've wished me a wonderful retirement with my family. And now, all I can do is tell you what I wish for you. May God give you for every storm a rainbow, for every tear a smile, for every care a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life seems, a faithful friend to share. For every sigh, a sweet song, and an answer for each prayer. You and I have been friends for a long time, but I know in my heart that I've always needed you more than you've ever needed me. And I'll miss our time together more than I can say. But you know what? There will be a new day and eventually a new year. And when the upcoming winter gives way to spring, oh, rest assured, once again, it will be time for Dodger baseball. So this is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be.
In my eye. No.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So what's been the tone in L.A.?
One of the best broadcasters in radio and certainly in sports. No. The voice was iconic, it was warm, it was comforting, and it was consistent. And for everybody that I've heard from in Los Angeles, and this has been rough for our entire city, it was like someone lost a friend or a family member, because Vin Scully was the consistent. When things went wrong, when you lost somebody, you could turn on a Dodger game.
Stability.
You hear him, and you know, it was, there's something really cool about the fact that my grandfather listened to him, my dad listened to him.
There's generations there. All right, Jen, thank you. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's the new Car Talk. Car Talk on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We welcome Nick Miles, our auto expert. His website, OurAutoExpert.com, covers all sorts of things every week. All the info about cars and trucks and that sort of thing. Engines, vroom, zoom, boom. Okay, that's enough of intro for you. Kia and Hyundai apparently are reporting that a lot of people like to steal their cars. And this is a social media challenge called Kia Boys. It shows how charging cords can start up cars. You don't have to push start buttons, so you can, if you see these videos, I'm sure that you've seen them. Nick, what when you look at it, it's horrifying. The video is posted on YouTube. A guy claims to have used the method, advises if you have a Kia or a Hyundai, you're never supposed to leave a plug-in piece like this. So,
it started off with a news story, I guess, and these are actually 16-year-olds that are stealing these cars. I'm not sure it goes to all models. I think it's sort of just selected ones. And if you didn't know already, that Kia and Hyundai actually are the same company. Outside of the U.S., they're registered as separate companies inside of the U.S., but they're owned by Hyundai outside of the U.S. And it just seems to be one of those glitches, unfortunately, and I'm sure they're working hard to fix it.
How do people figure this out? Who figures this out?
They let them out of school too early, Doug. That's what they do. They should be school
12 months a year. That would fix yes. that problem.
And 12 hours a day. Yes.
Yeah. Or maybe 24 hours a day. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously right. too much time.
Let's catch up with the Ford Explorer news. Why are they making it over?
Well, there's a makeover of the Ford Explorer, and supposedly there's a 21-inch screen on the inside, but not in the U.S. This is the new Chinese model of the Ford Explorer, and the question is, why isn't the U.S. version getting it? Well, I think they're saving it up. The U.S. version is going to have something pretty phenomenal, you know, the new Lightning.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What possible use and good is a 21-inch screen while you're driving a car? You don't think people are going to be distracted by that, and it's not going to cause all kinds of accidents? Come on.
Well, the interesting thing is a lot of the HVAC controls are moving to screens now because people like to position their controls in different places. So the new fashion is that I want my controls here, or I want them here. And then, of course, you those people that have managed to keep their spouses happy, they want to be able to control the screen as well. You know how that goes. So they want
no,
to
No, I don't, because I don't have a spouse, but thanks for asking.
Well, yeah, you know, but you know how it goes.
Like, I do.
They want to be able to control the screen as well. Interestingly enough, the Jeep Grand Cherokee now has a screen for the passenger, so they don't have to play with the main screen, which I thought was kind of interesting. So the Explorer in China gets one, a 21-inch screen, and it sounds like the U.S. one's going to get an even bigger one when it gets a makeover coming soon.
I have a couple of screens. The back seats in my Range Rover have television screens.
Yep.
Nobody ever rides in the back. Well, I shouldn't say that. My grandson did a little bit, but nobody seems to want to use them. I don't know what they're there for. I suppose a long trip, maybe, right? You could put a disc in.
Yeah. When I drove a Range Rover in the UK and picked my nephews up from school, they were absolutely gobsmacked when they and I put the TVs on and kept them quiet, I can tell you.
All right. Also, news from Ford on Bronco and Mavericks that are coming.
Yep. They're doing another edition of the Bronco, apparently. So we already have the Raptor, the Everglades, and the regular Bronco. They're going to be bringing another version of the Bronco out. And there's still 200,000 people, by the way, waiting to get theirs. And then the Maverick, which is their tiniest truck, which has you've not been able to order, by the way, for about 4 or 5 months. They're going to start orders up again for that. But they're also introducing new trim levels. And the people who want that truck are going nuts because the orders were so crazy for the Maverick, starting at $20,000 for a little truck, that they're really chomping at the bit to get. So Ford are just hitting it out of the park right now with all of their new vehicles. So they're doing really well.
Yep. Well, my friend who has the Ford dealership, their size of their focus on new stuff has brought them into a level that they've never been at before. So good for them. And good for you. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com at 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.